Joining us in studio now, we have the principal of Windsor Elementary and also Denise Hess, the third grade teacher. Thanks for stopping in today. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having us.
And, good morning.
What time does school get underway at Windsor?
10 after 9 is the start time for students.
10 after
9? That seems rather late, doesn't it?
How many grades are at Windsor Elementary?
We have kindergarten through fifth grade.
Okay. All right. Yeah, remember the kids, the older kids earlier, later kids get later, then they get home later, though, too, as well. But so they'll be getting under. Maybe some of them are tuning in now to hear you talk about something that's going on. I guess your third grade class and the third graders in general are doing something very special tomorrow. I'll talk about that.
The third graders at Windsor Elementary are going to the Lewis Stokes Veterans Hospital in Cleveland, and they're going to deliver packages to some veterans and sing them a couple songs, and actually socialize with them. They're going to have cookies and drinks, I guess.
Now, how did the idea come about to take gifts to them?
Well, it's every year for Veterans Day, Windsor does a really special service, and we always invite veterans into our school. So we always have a service project. So this year we decided to sell dog tags, and the money that we raised, I went out and bought sweatshirt, sweatpants, socks, some goodies, and decided that we wanted to keep it home here. So we contacted the Veterans Hospital and set up the time, and we're going to go in.
Tell me a little bit about what you've talked to the kids about veterans, who they are, what they do, and, you know, what they might see when they go to the hospital.
I think it's important that we like to promote good citizenship throughout the school year. So it's wonderful that Denise isn't just the social studies teacher. She gets to incorporate that in their everyday lives and bring it a connection, things we can look for and things that we can reinforce, not just what's in a textbook.
And during Veterans Day, they understand what Veterans Day is all about. A lot of them have family members that are veterans, so they understand this part of it. They're very excited about going. So I didn't really tell them what to expect. I just kind of want to, it be a surprise.
See
and
what the experience is.
Yeah,
see the
wonderful.
They meet there and what kind of response that they get from that.
Yeah.
Now, talk about their enthusiasm for raising the funds and then looking at all the gifts. Because any kind of, usually third graders are used to Christmas time getting things. Now it's about giving things. So
yes,
it's a little bit of a different take for them, isn't
it? Yes, it was. And it was really exciting while they were packing things up. I didn't want to spend the money on Christmas bags. So I ended up just buying garbage bags, white garbage bags. But the kids took permanent markers and they decorated the bags. And we made poppies for Veterans Day so that we tied the bags with that. And just, we've got to put one of each of these things in the bags. They really enjoyed it.
And I would think, too, with a project like this, you involve parents, you involve other staff members, too, right?
Oh, yes. Windsor staff has been phenomenal. The PTA at our building is phenomenal. PTA actually bought the dog tags, and then we resold them. So it's just a real community involvement and event and family.
Now, you say the third graders, how many third graders are going?
63.
Okay. So have you warned the Veterans Hospital of what might be arriving tomorrow? I mean, that's...
Excuse me. Yes, we did. The first thing, we were going to go to a different part of the campus, and I talked to one person. And then we were lucky enough to get a bus donated. We were just going to take a small group of children. And then we got a bus donated, thanks to Mr. Brown. And so then all the third graders are going. So when I called her, she goes, I have to get you in touch with someone else, and you'll have to go a different route because they needed a bigger spot. So they're
obviously anticipating, it's going to come and
experiences. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They've been wonderful, too. The hospital, the Veterans Hospital, has been wonderful. Everybody that's found out about this has gotten involved and wanted to do something.
You're going to remember to document this? Because sometimes you're involved in it after you think, I should have taken a picture. Or maybe something like that.
We're going to take pictures.
Something like that, at least for a newsletter or for the kids to kind of talk about later. Because obviously, maybe after winter break, you'll get a chance to kind of look back a little bit about what came out of it. And I'm sure usually with anything like this, maybe there'll be some response from the veterans there, maybe in the form of letters or something like that, which can continue on the process of learning that you'll create here.
Yeah, it's... That's what I want. If you're a good citizen, these are the ways you can show being a good citizen, and it sticks with them. That's what you have to do with children. You have to Show them the way.
Okay. Well, let's hope for some nice weather so the travel down there will be good, but it gives the kids something special to do prior to the Christmas holiday as well. We appreciate you stopping in, Principal for Windsor Elementary. Tim Brown, also Denise Hess, third grade teacher. Thanks for what you do, and it's interesting how you incorporate all that and kind of take out of the classroom, and it kind of probably will be something they'll remember forever after they experience this.
I'm really excited. They are too.
Thanks again for coming in for that.